This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. News came this month that Microsoft was ending support for its operating system Windows XP. Security patches, updates, and other important software maintenance for the 12-year-old program is set to expire on April 8th. And on we march through the endless update cycle towards progress. But wait. Windows XP is used by tons of cash machines and banks all over the country. Rut-row. Marketplace's David Weinberg takes a look.
Every week, Microsoft employees look for vulnerabilities in their software. When they find them, they create what's called a patch to fix it. After April 8th, Microsoft will stop offering patches for XP.
Therefore, anybody running an XP system could fall prey to someone who is trying to exercise one of those vulnerabilities.
Eugene Spafford teaches computer science at Purdue. He says XP users had more than 6 years to prepare for the end, but not everyone has been proactive. ATMs that haven't been updated could be hacked in a number of ways. They could be programmed to spit out cash, to keep cards, or other kinds of mischief, says Spafford. Several major banks, including J.P. Morgan, have agreed to pay Microsoft for extended customer service on the outdated software. The good news is that customers will likely not be absorbing those costs. Doug Johnson is with the American Bankers Association.
I don't see any pricing power in terms of trying to very directly pass off these costs to the consumer at the ATM.
I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.
Another bit of Microsoft news, good news for users of the Office software suite. It sounds like new CEO Satya Nadella has a press conference scheduled next week. Topic is the company's new mobile-first, cloud-first strategy, and the rumor is that finally people who like to use Microsoft Word, Excel, and the rest will soon be able to do it officially on their Apple iPad. We'll keep you posted.